Shabbos Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. Kol ha'yotze min ha'etz ein madlikin bo elo pishtun. Anything that comes from a tree, you do not light with, except for flax. Now, flax really does not come from a tree. It's also a type of seed, the Rav explains. The only reason that we're excluding it and saying except for pishtun is because pishtun is also called from a tree, because the Torah says by Rachav, it says in the Navi, v'atit b'neim b'pishtei ha'etz. So since it calls flax a type of tree, therefore, the Mishnah goes out of way to exclude it and say that's the only type of tree you're allowed to light from. But technically, physically, it doesn't have the physical attributes of a tree, and so you can light from it. But other things, the Rav says, like cotton and cannabis and things like that, that are very soft, those are mutter to light with.
And
similarly, anything that comes from a tree cannot become tame from tumas o'olim, except for pishtun. So if something's on top and serving as an ohel, if something's tame below and there's an ohel above it, so the tumah is contracted, anything that's below the ohel becomes tame in that same ohel. But the ohel itself, the tent itself, what's on top, doesn't become tame if it's a tree or a stone or things like that. But garments that are woven and things like that, those do become tame. So the Mishnah is telling us that all wooden things or things from a tree don't become tame, except there's one type of tree which does become tame, and that's pishtun, because really, as we know, it's really not a tree, it's just because it's called the tree in the Navi. Now this next case in the Mishnah is talking about yontif that falls out on Erev Shabbos. And one has a wick that he made before yontif. He took a garment that was 3x3 tefachim and he twirled it into a wick. So question is, does that now lose its status of a garment? What's the difference? Because on yontif, you're not allowed to use shivrei kelim, broken vessels, or vessels that are no longer, because of muksa. Muksa is only if before yontif it didn't exist, and now it exists, you have these broken vessels, or, i.e., you have a garment that's now nothing. So if it became nothing, and it became a broken garment, and it lost its status of a garment before yontif, so it's not a problem of muksa. But if it lost the status on yontif, but during yontif beforehand, it was a garment, so that's a problem of muksa, it's a problem of nolad. So, psilas habeget shekiplo v'lohi vavo, if you had a wick of a garment that was twirled into a wick, and you didn't singe it, Rebbe Eliezer Omer, tmeya v'ein madlikim bo. Rebbe Eliezer says that it's tamei when you twirled it into the wick before yontif. It did not lose its status of a garment. The Rav says we're dealing with a case where the garment was 3x3 tefachim, like we said. So, on yontif itself, the twirling did nothing. It was still a garment on yontif. You didn't burn it, so it never lost its status. You can't light with it. Why not? Because once you start lighting, you have to make sure that the wick is consumed with fire for most of the wick. That's where the mitzvah is, and only then are you supposed to take your hand away. And this can't be, because the second you start lighting it, it becomes less than 3x3 tefachim. So you have this rolled wick, according to Rebbe Eliezer, you're now creating a problem of muksa with your own hands. It's now losing its status of a beged right now, and you didn't do the lighting yet. So that's why you can't use it. Rabbi Kiva Omer Tahira Umadlikim Bo. Rabbi Kiva said, no. Before yontif, when I twirled it into a wick, that in itself was mevatled from a kli. It lost the status of a kli. It was already broken at that point. So there would no longer be a problem of muksa, because before yontif, it already wasn't a kli. And therefore, according to Rabbi Kiva, it would be mutter to light with on Erev Shabbos, that's yontif. Because it's not a problem of shivrei kelim, it's not a problem of muksa.